and the search for victims from that landslide continues in Washington state. Governor Jay Inslee says authorities will examine whether risk assessment for landslides is adequate, because questions have been raised about the very spot where this landslide occurred and whether that was predicted years ago. Search crews have located 25 bodies in the debris, have only managed to recover 16 of them, though. 90 people are still missing. One of the most dramatic pictures to emerge from the disaster was of a mud-covered state trooper who had just helped rescue an injured baby. That trooper was the first officer on the scene. He is 27 years old. His name is Rocky Oliphant, and he is now telling his story. He spoke with Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network.
It was Saturday morning. Trooper Oliphant was watching for speeders on Interstate 5, just north of the Highway 530 exit. Then a call came across his radio.
Initially put out the call as a possible flood with a barn roof in the road.
Oliphant was about 20 miles away. He responded. As he got closer, more information came in. It was a mudslide. He remembers coming around a corner.
There's basically no words to describe the amount of devastation. Houses in the road, roof in the road, just random debris everywhere.
Oliphant was the first trooper on the scene. He says he saw a group of people standing at the edge of the destruction. They told him they were hearing a faint voice calling for help. Several of them started to wade into the mud and debris. But Oliphant noticed there was a downed power line nearby.
I tried to get them to stop because I didn't know if the wire was live and it was going into the slide, and I didn't want to get any more people hurt.
But he says the men ignored his request to wait. Soon they were calling back to him.
When they made it about halfway out, they advised that they could hear a baby screaming and a mom calling for help.
About then, Trooper Oliphant says he got word the power had been shut off. So he waded in too. He describes trying to maneuver in several feet of mud and debris.
The picture of me shows mud up to almost my waist, just because a couple times I fell through and couldn't even feel the ground below.
By then, the civilian rescuers had reached the mother and baby. Trooper Oliphant started to construct a makeshift walkway.
Taking roofing, 2x4s, plywood, just about anything I could find to make a path so they could get back safely.
Soon, one of the rescuers emerged with the baby wrapped in a blanket. Nearby, the infant's mother was trapped with possible broken legs. She was also rescued. Both mother and baby were transported to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. The hospital reports the infant boy is critical but improving. His mother is in satisfactory condition. Governor Jay Inslee has praised Trooper Oliphant's bravery, but the young trooper says he felt something else that day.
Incredibly helpless feeling for a police officer to roll up on something like that.
Oliphant grew up in nearby Marysville. He's patrolled the area where the slide happened for most of his 7 years with the state patrol. He still can't believe what's happened to this tight-knit community.
It's horrifying is what it is.
Oliphant has been back to the scene several times to help enforce the road closure. He says it's been emotional.
So I've been able to talk to a lot of the people. I've seen a lot of tears. I've come close to tears myself just talking to them.
Oliphant finally got a day off to go home and see his own kids, but he can't stop thinking about the lives lost and the families destroyed by this disaster. And there's something else. Oliphant has thought a lot about the rescuers who ignored his request to wait until they were sure the downed power line wasn't live. He says he has nothing but respect for them. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.